So I'm walking home with my lovely husband, who has been doing some very interesting things this evening, which I'm going to ask him to tell you about. Grant, what have you done tonight?
Well, tonight I ran a game called Dungeons & Dragons, which is a role-playing game published by Wizards of the Coast. I ran it as part of an event for, it's called D&D Encounters, and I ran it for a bunch of, I'm going to go ahead and call them spotty teenagers. Hope we should probably cross over here as well. Sorry, Karen.
So, you say spotty teenagers. How old were they, actually?
Anywhere between 8 and 18. I couldn't really tell. I think the average age was about 15.
Okay, and why were you running it for them? Do you know them?
No, I think they got a sixth form or something. I don't really ask them questions like that. No, it's, as I said, it's a promotional event run by Wizards of the Coast. And it's running out of the local game shop, Starwind Games. Just opened up, it's very good. And I go along every Wednesday, and I run a game for young, impressionable teenagers, trying to get them into the world of Dungeons & Dragons.
Why are you doing that?
Well, I very much enjoy it. I have a very peculiar DMing style. Sorry, DMing, dungeon mastering style. And I don't want to let any other bad DMs get their hands on them, really. I'd like to mould them into tiny little me's.
What is it about your DMing style that you think is particularly appealing?
I stand up and jump around a lot and put on silly voices, and all the other DMs are like, oh, you sit there and you take 5 damage from a seal that hits you on the floor. And I'm like, and jump up and down, and it's an awful lot of fun.
Why do you think D&D's a good hobby?
It encourages social interaction amongst people who are possibly quite socially awkward. It encourages imagination and logical and lateral thought. It's tactical, which is quite good fun, so you get a little bit of combat, so it's like a computer game. But it's also uniquely social, and you can hang out and generally see your friends.
Did you do anything unusual or new tonight for the first time as part of your game?
I tried to involve a girl.
I'm a girl.
Yes, you're a girl, I know, but not really. You're a woman. Well, one of the new players was a girl, and she was playing a cleric, which is like a battle healer, like a priest, and she didn't really understand what was going on, so I did my best to try and give her things to help, and I totally did a version of that Bible story where there's a lion with a thorn stuck in its paw, except there was an enormous creature made out of 8 horrible beasts stitched together, appeared from a portal out of the middle of nowhere, and an enormous thorn stuck in its arm full of maggots and vile, and she pulled it out and it thanked them and walked off.
Is it a hobby where there are particularly few women?
Yes, there's not a lot of women. It's a bit of a sausage fest, the role-playing game industry. But there are a few women. I mean, you yourself role-playing, that's how we met and how we got married. But no, it's not hugely female. I'd say it's probably about 30-70 girls to boys in the role-playing hobby. I'm not sure why. I think it's a male-dominated hobby and it's quite hard for girls to break in.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.